Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. And, Joe, just let me tell you, remember who we talked about yesterday? Who is the lead on the prosecution? It's Comey's daughter. Mm-hmm, okay, right. You talk about putting the foxes in the hen house. There's more foxes in the hen house than there are hens now. But listen to this. According to the Dallas Voice, Nathan has been presiding over the trial of sexual predator Jeffrey Epstein's associate, Ghislaine Maxwell, on sex trafficking charges. Now, what do you think Maxwell knows? And so what kind of a deal do you think is going to be cut? I mean, on
names of some very famous people who were there playing with these underage girls. That one girl that said that she was in there from the time she was 14 years on up through whatever. And there's a lot of these men that slept with these underage girls that were provided, and their names and identities must be kept out of the news. And so here, the whole thing's going to be all about keeping the truth from the public.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing, because something that wasn't really known very much about was the fact that Jeffrey Epstein had visited the Clinton White House when Clintons were in the White House 20-something times, that he had gone to the White House while Clinton was in there.
And look at all those flights that Clinton took. He did, you know, a lot of these wealthy people had a flight with him somewhere or something, you know. But Clinton had, 17, 19 different trips that we're aware of? And those are the ones we know about?
Yeah, well, I remember, because they keep bringing up Donald Trump. I remember right about the year 2000 when they were asking Trump, you know, what do you think? I don't know what was happening, but I know, I believe the Clintons had attended Trump's wedding. And so asked him, what do you think about Bill Clinton? And Trump had said, he's a nice enough guy, all right. I remember listening to what he said. Oh, he's a nice enough guy, right? But he needs to stay away from that island. It's a bad place. You shouldn't go there, people. That is a very bad place. I remember hearing Trump say that. And so that is when the idea started, hey, wait a minute, maybe we better keep an eye on Trump, okay?
Mm-hmm. He may not be like the rest of us.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it's going to be a whole lot coming out. People are going to find out so many people in high places in government have been, you know, the deathocrats, the antichrist people have been using these children. It's evil as the day is long.
Well, let's hope all the truth comes out. I'm just afraid there'll be just enough that people will say, okay, so-and-so, they'll get a couple of scapegoats. And all the very rich and famous and movers and shakers will get a pass. That's what I'm afraid will happen.
Well, you know, when you talk about that, that can go on so long. But listen to this. Woke district attorney in cities with highest crime rates are all funded by Democrat
George Soros.
Mega donor George Soros. That's right. Democrat mega donor George Soros has been revealed to have exorbitant amounts of money to, they call it progressive. We call it communist, antichrist district attorneys. They call them whores. These are whores. They've sold their very souls across the country in cities where crime rates, especially homicides, are skyrocketing. And that's what they are, prostitutors, not prosecutors. They're selling their very souls, and you see what's happening. He goes on to say, Soros has funded district attorneys in Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia,
St. Louis,
and Virginia. In the 2020, Soros, donated over $2 million to a PAC that backed Kim Fox in her reelection campaign for Cook County, Illinois state attorney. Illinois Justice.
I just want to prosecute Jesse Smollett and that con game of his and let all that fly.
Also, He goes on to say that in Chicago, the murder rate has its highest in 30 years. In 2021, there were more murders in Chicago than in any other year since 1994. Fox's district has seen more than 1,000 murders this year so far. That's Chicago. And Los Angeles Soros also supported Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon. Oh, he's the guy that's in the news now. People are so angry because their businesses are being destroyed by Democrats, who is known for not cracking down on shoplifters and violent criminals, otherwise known as Democrats, to the Daily Mail. He also donated $1.7 million to Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner's election campaign. Krasner is a longtime civil rights and defense attorney. I heard him. He's a nutcase that's been on television that's trying to convince people that the crime rate is not rising. That it's, you know, they're watching buildings being burnt down. They're seeing people being shot, run over, killed. And he's saying, well, you know, you can't really believe your lying eyes, right?
Right. Kind of like AOC, the same thing. All the smash and grab you're seeing, it's not real. It's not happening. You know.
Krasner also, he's supposed to be the prosecutor, but he defended burn, loot, loot, and murder, known as Black Lives Matter, and the Philadelphia protesters as a lawyer, and clashed with Philadelphia top cops in his reluctance to prosecute gun and drug possession crimes. Then he goes on to talk about Attorney Buta Bibarab, is Bibarab, who received $861,039 from Soros-funded Justice and Public Safety. In any words, he's going out there and saying, "Find me the most corrupt. I'll buy the most corrupt lawyers that I can buy," and that's what he's done.
And he's given, like in most of those cases, 90% or more of their entire election campaign came from him. But you mentioned California. The violence hit Beverly Hills. They're shocked in Beverly Hills because some actual big-name people, like a star of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, several other people, were robbed and had trouble being shaken down. And then they've got a new thing going on. They've got follow home robbers. They see somebody out to a nice place to dinner or out to a club or something, follow them home, and many times they're wearing police type gear. They jump their victims as they're going up to their houses, force them to open the door with their key, they rush them inside, and then other people come. There's usually two or three looks like cops, and then a small group comes in. They loot the whole house, tie the people up, beat them up, and leave and run away. And this new follow-home robbers is a big thing in California, and they're actually, police are trying to, you know, tell people how to be careful and, you know, call for a real policeman to give you an escort home if you're wealthy. Oh, it's crazy out there, but, you know, you put a communist in as district attorney who's paid for by George Soros, and you're going to get everything you deserve, right?
Right. You know, I forgot to mention, I think, tonight, you know, that I attended our Tea Party meeting, Joe County Tea Party meeting, and it was very well represented tonight. A lot of people came out, and we had some very excellent speakers, but the reason I'm telling you this is the atmosphere was there. There was an energy at this tea. There, you could feel the energy. And the upbeat and the let's go get them attitude that was in the place. The people are saying, let's fight. Let's fight. Let's
scared. Yeah, it's time to get out and do something. Fix the problem ourselves, right?
Right. And Judge Tim Grindel gave an excellent presentation on the Constitution. He really gave an excellent presentation. And then Judge Lynch was there. There was a number of activists. Well, I'm not going to, the judges weren't activists, but a number of activists, Christian, conservative family activists there, people talking about, my cousin was there promoting homeschooling. Their homeschooling is really taking off around here. And she, you know, I had her on the radio here not long ago. She is really taking off and promoting homeschooling. And so that is really, really moving all across the country. People have had it, and that movement with homeschooling, their kids are walking out of these public schools because they're trying to make them wear those soiled face diapers all day long in the public schools. And people said, no, enough is enough. And Christian schools are opening up, more and more Christian schools. Not just that, but private, conservative private schools where they don't want... See, these school districts get money. They get federal dollars to force the little children to put on those soiled face diapers. And it's wicked, and it's evil, and it's ungodly, and it's unclean. And people are saying, enough is enough. We're not going to do that to our children. We're fighting back. And I want to praise the good Lord, because the whole...
Out in California, they found a trove of critical race theory and witchcraft in the California schools. Okay, documentation of critical race theory undercover there at this Campbell Union High school. And the documentation had 60 different links, a Google Drive folder with 45 more documents. And they found 100 equity sources to students and staff, all about how to go against, put a curse on those, put curses on those who say all lives matter. And it's totally sick, but I wanted to skip to the last sentence. They're trying to teach them about a world with no police and radical, you know, how to go against the government, write poems, cursing people, hex poems, witchcraft. And then it said, the full ramifications of our education system's descent into left-wing radicalism is yet to be fully realized, people. Although we can be certain that many of the students it doesn't lose to homeschooling will be successfully transformed into co-conspirators for our movement. In other words, the communists are using this critical race theory, witchcraft in California schools, and they came right out and said, I want to repeat that, we can be certain that many of the students that we don't lose to homeschooling will be successfully transformed into our co-conspirators.
There you go.
Make the parents really sit up. If your child's in a big city public school system like Philly, Atlanta, you know, Dallas, Chicago, L.A., anywhere in those liberal areas, this is the kind of stuff that's going on. It took quite a while. People have been digging for this, and in this deep story, this material came out, but they had hid this so well, people didn't find it. And these links, all of a sudden, they realized they were given to the kids, but the parents had no ideas where these things went. And the resources about white fragility and racism is only perpetrated by white people. There's a resource about why rioting makes sense, demanding white people throw your white body on police officers, put your bodies on the line for social justice. This is going out to 10, 11, 12th graders. Get your kids out, please.
Well, we've been begging people to do that for years and years.
For a long, long, long time, yeah.
All right, here you go. Hey, here's an article. Go ahead.
You. Are you racist?
Am I a racist? Not lately, no.
Well, according to some guests on MSNBC, you know, there was a Brittany Packnell Cunningham. She's a BLM activist and leader. And basically claiming that those that are pro-life are the new segregationists. We're white, we're demanding power. And that the roots of the pro-life movement are about preserving segregation, building a white supremacist religious right. And after Roe v. Wade, they decided that abortion rights would be the things that we could use to build a new coalition that's white and that keeps, you know, we're focused on keeping segregation, particularly in the South. And it went on and on and on, basically calling us all racist, but they forgot to mention that Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, was a racist eugenicist white woman and expressed her interest in what? Reducing the black population. But anyway, if you've been out there, you've been out at Blood Alley there, and basically a large number of the babies killed there at preterm in those other abortion mills that you closed down. A great deal of the abortions were black babies, so if you're out there saving black babies, you must be a racist, Pastor Ernie.
Well, you know, let me tell you who I didn't see out there. I didn't see Black Lives Matter out there.
Oh.
No. No. Huh? No, what I saw was missionaries to the unborn out there. I saw all these white folks, and we had black people with us, too. We have to, mm-hmm. you know, that work with us. But I saw mostly all these white folks out there. Now, it's an interesting thing because there's a place there in Cleveland called the Church Square where there's a number of churches. That's why it's called Church Square. And I actually got a phone call from some of the pastors there some years back at the black churches asking me if I would come over there and bring my white people and shut down a planned predator that was opening in the area. And so... But we are starting to see...
Instead of their leading their people out, they were asking you to go do it, right?
Right. But what we are seeing here is more and more black pastors in our area, conservative. They've come off the plantation. They know what's happening now, and they're saying enough is enough. We're not going to be taken advantage of by the Democratic Communist Collective anymore. You know, they're really awake to what's happening. So more and more of them are coming out.
The blacks, I think the last statistics I saw, I think blacks were like 16% of the population, 14 to 16%. And yet I've read that the 40 to 42% of all the abortions are black babies. So if you're out there saving babies, and most of these abortion mills, the killing shops, the chop shops, are put right in the middle of poor black or Hispanic neighborhoods, right?
Yep, that's where Planned Parenthood always goes, yep.
So the pro-lifers are out there saving black and Hispanic babies, and that makes us all racist. Now, that's got to be the most absurd thing I think I've heard in a long time, and I've heard a bunch of absurd things.
Well, you know,
lifers are racist. We're trying to save God's precious children, red, yellow, black, or white. They are precious in His sight, and that makes us all racist.
Wow. Well, you know, if you read in Scripture over and over and over, it says where they've gone a whoring, they've gone a whoring, they've gone a whoring, and it's referring to people that have sold themselves to do the devil's work, and that's exactly what CNN, PMSNBC, and CNN. They go out and they find black prostitutes. They find these black prostitutes and they say, you're going to be an anchor, okay? And that's what you are. All you got to do, you're going to be contracted to lie. You get up there and you sell your people out, but you'll do it for money. And that's what these people are. Those women on those stations that get up there talking about promoting abortion. Well, all of them that do that, not just the women, but they have gone a-whoring. They've sold their very souls for money.
Well, here's why. Remember Harry Blackmun back when they did the Roe v. Wade? He wrote in the original decision there that if the personhood of the unborn is established, the entire abortion argument in America collapses because then the Constitution protects the unborn. And
you know,
what this is all about.
Do you know what I know, Joe? I know that the personhood of the unborn was established by God. All you got to do is read Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Mm-hmm. No stuttering there. It tells you pretty clearly. And so read 119th Psalm. As clear as can be, right? Just as clear as can be, absolutely.
And so, anyway, if somebody calls us a racist, I can proudly say, yep, I've been out there saving black babies for 40 years.
Well, here's the thing, and trust me on this, because I know exactly what I'm talking about. These people that say this, the reason they're saying that is because they're idiots. There you go.
No, they're liars in the pit of hell, for one.
Well, look up what the definition of an idiot is.
Okay.
It's one that says things that are so totally and obviously wrong.
False.
In other words, so they come out, and so this is exactly what's happening out there today. But you're right, they're liars. But more than that, they're fools.
They're fools and idiots. Gotcha.
Alrighty, here you go. Listen, leading cardiologist says, but before we go there, let's open the phone lines and take some calls. So the phone lines are now open, and let me check with a mighty Andrew. Mighty Andrew, do we any reports of being knocked down from around the country? Praise the good Lord, Joe. Not one report. Not one, Andrew?
Not one tonight.
Not one report tonight of being knocked down.
We haven't upset anybody then, I guess.
Well, no, there's some other things that are happening I can't really talk about here.
I know. I was being
suspicious. Yeah. Believe me, we're doing a good job of setting them out there. Okay.
I'm looking at a story I want to get in real quick if I can. Wayne Allen Root is a radio commentator and a conservative, and he's got a neat article out called How I Beat COVID in 48 Hours with Ivermectin. And he used the same treatment that cured Joe Rogan and quarterback Aaron Rodgers. And he was talking about how it's a long story, the other things in it, but the gist of it, he got really sick and started the next day with ivermectin and massive doses of vitamins. And all of a sudden, he said, within just, a short time, he was feeling better. It was gone, totally gone in 24 hours. And he said he had been working. I didn't miss a day of work. I hosted my three-hour national radio show. He was out promoting a new book, so he was doing other radio programs that week. Nobody knew he had COVID. But he said, boy, the first day I had fever, chills, a cough, mucus, pain and muscles, exhaustion, no sense of taste, went on with all the symptoms. I took two tests to be certain. I tested positive twice. One day of ivermectin, and it was gone. And he's talking about coming out, and he's saying, I'm playing Paul Revere. The ivermectin is coming. The ivermectin is coming. I want the world to know. It could save millions of jobs, millions of dollars in cost for missed work, vaccines, hospitalizations, death. And he said, it's cheap, it's effective, and no side effects. And the world doesn't want you to know it, use it, because they want you to buy their poisonous poke and mess up your lives and your children. There you go.
Well, you know,
the real truth like it is.
Well, they purposely, Fauci and the Deathocrats are purposely, they are guilty of murder. Not only, Joe, what they did is they, not only did they push this disease, but then they took away the cure.
The treatments, yeah.
Absolutely, and that's murder. That should be considered murder. That's war crimes. That's a genocide, what Fauci and these others are guilty of.
They stopped the
hydrochloroquine
with the azithromycin and zinc. They stopped that, and then they went after the... There's still places you can get ivermectin, and but it's back to... There's a new study out, and it showed zero deaths from COVID among healthy kids. They did a study in Germany, children from 5 to 18. This study covered about 16 months, and they looked at over 10 million school children, and not one healthy child that didn't have an extreme pre-existing comorbidity died at all. And they're trying to get everybody, I see the commercials on TV, you can now vax your 5-year-old up, 5 to 10, get them the vax, save their life. You can't save the life of a child that's not at risk of dying, Pastor Ernie.
Well, you know, a lot of, yeah, of course, yeah. And a lot, they're pushing this. They're really pushing this. And again, quercetin is something else that they're having a hard time keeping it on the shelves. Quercetin, yeah. Because that works very well, too. Now, here, leading cardiologist says researchers are refusing to publish supporting study results to show COVID vaccines linked to massive, massive increases in heart attacks. Throughout the existence of the scientific process, replicating results has always been a necessary component in order to gain a scientific consensus and gauge the accuracy of the results of whatever test or calculations that were conducted. But when the supposedly trustworthy experts find something in the results that doesn't fit the approved narrative, leading them to bury the information, the credibility of the scientific establishment goes completely out the window. Well, according to one world-renowned cardiologist out of the UK, that is exactly what is happening right now. A recently released study that was presented at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions meeting claims the risk of developing acute coronary syndrome, a potentially life-threatening condition that leads to an increase in risk of heart issues, increases significantly in patients who have received the experimental COVID-19 vaccines. Researchers found that the risk of developing heart disease increases from 11 to 25% in patients who receive the COVID-19 vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna using the new mRNA technology. There you go. That's all you need to know. And it says, unbelievably, the whistleblower says the institution has decided not to publish the findings, opting instead to hide the results over fears that the institution would lose its research funding. Unbelievable.
It is. Then California, there's a trick. A California mother found out her 13-year-old came home, and he was given the vaccine in exchange for pizza at school without her consent. This was in Los Angeles at the Barack Obama Global Prep Academy in South L.A. Well, he had his little proud showing her the vax card. And the teacher or the person that gave the shot said, please don't say anything. I don't want to get in trouble. So here we have one of the largest school districts in the country, the Los Angeles Unified School District. I guess it's the second largest in the country. And they are bribing kids 12, 13, 14 with pizza to get the shot, and parents be darned. There's another word, but I'm not supposed to use it, yeah. But that's
smoking gun.
That's what they think about you.
All right, smoking gun. Despite attempts to protect U.S. rich and powerful and government officials, designed mutations and cover-up itself confirmed COVID-19 origins. And it goes on to say, if you were wondering why the U.S. intelligence agency are incapable of identifying the origin of COVID-19 and why the U.S. government shows no interest in pursuing that issue, wonder no more. There is a deliberate cover-up underway because the rich and the powerful multinational interests that control the U.S. government are massively invested in China's economic success, and many U.S. officials and scientists could be accused of complicity with the creation of the COVID-19. Well, that's nothing we didn't know, huh?
No, it isn't news to us.
All right, I never gave the phone number out. The phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We'll be back right after this.
love sleeps in futile thought of him, but the heavens rejoice and the angels sing. The child of Bethlehem is the King of Kings. Still, wise men worship at his feet. Still, lost souls awaken from their sleep, and the heavens rejoice, and the angels sing. Child of Bethlehem is the King of Kings. Down from heaven's glory to manger bed, crucified, glorified, he was born to be our
All right, we're back. Hey, Joe, I got a question for you now. Listen, over the centuries, there's been thousands of babies born that grew up to become kings. But there's only been one king that became a baby. Who do you think that was?
His name was Jesus.
All right, you got it. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
You guys are just taking over the airwaves at nighttime, so I'll pass the compliments on another time and say you're fantastic.
Well, thank you.
There's not enough thank yous to go around for you guys, so I just don't know where to stop or start. I'll just leave her there. But people ain't listening to you. Their heads are stuck where the sun don't shine, I guess, because when a president named Bill Clinton, who could have been a really good president, and you stop and think about all the things that these so-called presidents let happen. They were talking about the Kennedy assassination and possibly how there's only found in the sixth floor, and Oswald was like 4 minutes down the street from the time he was waiting, taking a bus, and I heard somebody last night talking about it. But and then the 55 years now they signed for was it Pfizer, whatever that's supposed to be in the vaccines, the 55-year...
5 years before we can find out what's in the vaccines, yeah.
well, no, nothing that they don't want known.
Yeah, it's just... Maybe there's an old recipe of Robitussin, because there used to be something in there that really worked on the cough, and I know back in time they said they took it out, but... there was a couple doctors up in Michigan, I guess they're called whistleblowers, and they kind of opened the door. I didn't really want to mention where it was because in case it gets you know, I think I'm just going to call your office and let you know what station it was. But it wasn't a regular news station. It wasn't Fox or anybody. But two guys are up there, and they have a website that I can't remember. They're opening up, and you can start getting a hold of us. They were saying if you know any doctors that want to get involved, but just anybody, you know, like ivermectin, just regular doctors. But we're opening the door. We're starting stuff, and anybody who lost their job, you know, for patients. And but they opened the door, and they said pretty much everything. 1 in 2,700 for kids getting the shots for myocarditis, and how long it takes for like blood clots and stuff. I mean, but they were saying everything, and finally when things happen to people, they said, well, I got to call it in. But they also mentioned that people can call the report in too, and but it doesn't mean that they're going to be listened to. But there's so much going on out there that we've been... I don't know.
Stevie, I'm running out of time, but let me just tell you this. There's too much out. They can't keep hiding. It's the cat's out of the bag. The genie's out of the bottle. And, you know, and they're all going to, this is going to be find out. What we need to do is we got to take our country back. And we have to be bold to do that because we're up against corruption from top to bottom. Obama, you know, when everybody said Obama was incompetent, and I said, no, he's not. This guy knows exactly what he's doing. He is corrupting every department of government. He is corrupting. He is going in like a cancer, and he is placing soiled people in these places, and that's exactly what he did. But I got to move on, so have a merry, merry Christmas. Now we have our co-host, Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Addressing just what you're saying now, Ernest Ramirez, a guy from Texas, his son died at 15. He was on a baseball team and had only been to a doctor twice in the past 6 years just for a checkup. Nothing wrong with him. He collapsed 4 days after taking the Pfizer vaccine. They did an autopsy, and his heart was twice the size. So that had to have happened within 4 days. The heart swelled to twice its size, which is pretty incredible. And then what you were saying about the black people, I was talking to a black friend, woman, and she said it's interesting that they're pegging this latest strain of the virus on South Africa. It turns out it was in Europe first. You know, like, this was China, U.S. that cooked this thing up. And, you know, that guy in the lab in North Carolina. But you know how they like the elite? You know, want to go after these people in Africa, so that's why they're pegging it on South Africa. That was interesting. Another thing I'd recommend that I listen to is Joseph Olson, the scientist from Texas, on the Richard Serrett. That's the Conspiracy Show podcast. It's a couple of episodes back. He mentioned that resveratrol can break up the clotting to some degree, that people are getting that microscopic clotting while the conventional medicine does not. Now, I know invite cells are a form of it that's good, you know, where they block the oxygen and seal it good. Then he also mentioned at the very end of the interview with Richard Serrett that plants deal with viruses, bacteria, and things like that, and that's why they make something to contend with that. And then he also mentioned NAC, N-A-C, as being able to break up proteins such as the spike protein. So that was good information. And the last thing I'd ask you is just about, you know, I was also talking to someone that does a prayer line, and she said that she had a minor health problem. She never even prayed about it herself. But I was thinking of James. It says, he who is in trouble, that would be he or she, let him pray. So even if you have a minor problem, it's legitimate to say, this is trouble, let me pray about this. What do you think of that?
Well, absolutely. You know, God has got no limitations. And you say, well, how could God possibly hear the prayers of all these billions of people? Well, you know, God says there's no limitations. It's, you know, his abilities are far beyond our comprehension. You know, again, far, far beyond our comprehension. When he says his ways are much higher than ours, we're talking about much higher. And so Yeah, you need to, everything, you know, the Apostle Paul says to everything in prayer. And so that's what we need to do constantly.
Yeah, and I was thinking, you know, along the Bible study today, it says he who, you know, what does it pay for a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? But you could say even gain George Soros money and lose his soul. It doesn't have to be the whole world. You know, these people are borderline selling their souls to these people. You know, it doesn't
matter. Borderline, they have been selling their souls to the devil.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you got to recognize that if your means of jumping your income is George Soros money, you're dealing with literally dealing with the devil, right?
Right. I think George Soros, you know, I think he's demon possessed. He, you know, again, he has professed to be a god, and that is blasphemy in itself, isn't it? And so there you go.
And it's amazing that, you know, the guy's still going strong. I mean, it's like you do wonder why that's the case too. It's, you know.
Well, two things are happening. God's given him more than ample time to repent. Number two, at the same time, the longer he lives, the hotter that fire in hell is going to be, the more he sins. Every opportunity he has to repent, and he refuses to do so. Unless he does repent, boy, I'd hate to have to be in his shoes.
Yeah, and what you were saying about James was interesting. You know, I like that scripture. You know, it says, don't make plans, say if God wants, I'll live. And I think in the context of that chapter, one interpretation could be, like, don't be overly conscious about your plans in general and your plans to make money specifically. I mean, think about it, but don't be overly conscious about it. Don't be overly focused on wealth. You know?
Well, you know, the point what he's making is it's not wrong to have goals. But your goals, you have to understand, you're sustained by God. We are sustained by God. And when you say, listen, if it's the Lord's will, the idea is, look, I'll do this if that's the Lord's will. I want to be in the Lord's will. And, you know, when you try to leave God out of everything, it's kind of hard to do when he's the one that's sustaining you, huh?
Yeah, I was reading one guy who was doing a Bible study that Bill Creasy, and, you know, I downloaded some of his studies, which I find helpful, on Audible, and he said, related it to, said, hey, if something happens to my voice, you know, I can't do what I'm doing. And he said sustenance. In other words, I can't sustain my career as a professor. And so he related it to just being having the means.
Absolutely. I got to move on, though. Merry Christmas, Cliff. Who do we have there next? Joseph, you're in the air.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. A pastor and an evangelist and I prayed for your nephew. When two or more are gathered together, God is in the midst. And we prayed for your nephew. And we both called, prayed over the phone line. But we're still together over that phone line. And so we're praying for your nephew that he heals, completely gets healed, number one, and that's so important. And number two, we called not only the number that you gave us, that gave the listening audience, but called Portman's office as well as Brown's office and let them know, I told them this, we are all just passing through here, and vote no on murdering babies because we're all going to have to face Jesus one day.
Well, what you need to do is what state are you? You're in Ohio. What you need
I'm
to
in
do?
Ohio.
Yeah, vote. Call your state representative. Your state representative.
I called all three numbers. The number you gave us. The number you gave all your listeners, as well as Portman and Brown.
Okay, the reason, the reason I'm telling you that the House it's already been voted on in the Senate, and now it's in the House, and this is Senate Bill 157, the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. So it's already passed the Senate. And so what you need to do is call your House, your representative, because it could be voted on as early as tomorrow.
Right. We covered it all.
All righty.
Know that we're praying for your nephew. This man holds revivals. The last revival he had was in East Canton. 17 people were healed. Many people came to the Lord. And he does ongoing revivals. He's on 1220 every Sunday at 5:30. And he speaks about what most pastors don't, the Holy Spirit. That's where our power comes from. You must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
All right. Well, listen, I really appreciate you preaching, praying for Dan. And because, you know, Dan really loved the Lord with all of his heart. He's a good man. And, you know, but we know that and I know Dan, whatever the Lord's will is, that's where he would say, whatever you want, Lord. And so.
Well, he's saved. And if he passes, he's got a promotion. He's going to heaven. But this man and I, we both prayed to keep him around.
All righty.
And if he's serving God, and that's what we're all here to do, is to serve the Lord.
Amen. And, God made us to serve him, right?
Our job is to serve Jesus, Father, God, and the Holy Spirit. And
that's
we need more pastors to speak about the Holy Spirit. That's where our power comes from.
Amen. Well, that's where the prosperity preachers... That's where the prosperity preachers get it wrong. They don't understand that we're here to serve God. God's not here to serve us. But listen, thanks for calling, Joe. I got to move on. Merry Christmas. Who do we have next? Mike, you're in the air.
Yes. Hi, Pastor Ernie. Listen, I have, our last caller probably. I had my vaccines, all right, before I knew what I now know. I got my two Moderna shots. I have metastatic prostate cancer. I'm 74. I haven't felt good since they started giving me the female hormones. All right. So I don't feel any different from the shots. But I have some really heavy questions for you. All right. First of all, I'm in New Jersey. My pastors are a bunch of wet noodles. All right. I'm really frustrated. And I don't know where to go. I asked a question, and it's very clearly written out in the Bible about predestination of salvation. And I don't believe I'm saved. And I have gone on my knees so many times, Pastor Ernie, and prayed to God. And I've asked for the Holy Spirit, and I feel as empty as an old barrel. And I don't know what to do.
Well,
I pray all the time. I read the word, but I listen to Christian radio all the time. That's all I listen to. I used to be a musician. I was into some heavy stuff, you know. I lived a bad life. I'm 74 years old. My eyes all of a sudden opened up, and then I went to...
Here's what you need to do, because I'm running out of time. And we're going to have one minute call, but call my office at 440-338-1367, 440-338-1367, and I'll discuss that with you.
What is that again, quickly, please?
It's 440-338-1367, 440-338-1367.
6-7.
Right, between 3 and 4 in the afternoon is the best time. Got to move on. Timothy, you got 1 minute. You got 1 minute. Are you there?
Gentlemen, I just wanted to pop in real quick and say I'm enjoying the shows immensely. And this month of December, I just want us all to remember in Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, and the government shall be on his shoulders, it goes on to say. So we need to read that every day and remember that, whom we serve. And you're going to choose each day whom you serve.
Amen.
You're going to serve one, or you're going to serve the other. And in Psalm 75, it even hits the point a little bit harder. And I guess we can borrow a little something from our Jewish friends. Hopefully it's the Messianic Jews that you're borrowing it from. You walk softly, circumspectly, and carry a big shofar. And if need be, blow it hard.
All right, very good, Timmy. I've got it. I'm out of time. Well, thanks for calling. Merry Christmas. God bless. And how much time do I have there? Okay, that's what I figured. Well, you know, Joe, you gave the invitation last night. I'm going to give it tonight here. And this is, you know, things are moving so very quickly. We're seeing so many things. You know, what I read out of Joel, I only read you the first verse. If you continue on reading the signs that we were seeing there, he tells you that is when you see these things, and that's happening right now, then the next thing is the return of the Lord. And so that's close. I believe that's very, very close. And as we know, that the closer we get to the Lord's return, we know that that things are going to get worse and worse. These are signs of the times. And so, folks, bottom line is, we keep telling you, and that is this. And I know a lot of times you say, well, how do I know if I'm saved? Well, here's, you take God at his word. You got to take God at his word. And he tells you this, that you pray to the Father. God will always honor. He will always honor, okay? You pray to the Father, and you ask for forgiveness of your sins. And when you do that, now, of course, you got to remember that it was your sin that caused Christ to suffer the way he did. It was your sin. And so you need to be sorry for that. You need to be sorry that it was your sin. And here, you got to ask for forgiveness. And I mean, you pray to the Father, and you ask him to forgive you for that. And the last caller that just called in, this really applies to you, applies to everybody. God will always honor your commitment. If you call, you see, it's that duke of doubt, that devil that's wanting you to, your old man, your old nature. Read Romans chapter 7. The caller that just called about his salvation. Read Romans chapter 7, but I will talk to you too when you call the office. But folks, pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness of your sin. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come and be the Lord of your life. He's the one that paid the price for you. He took your place on that cross. He's the one that has to become the Lord for your life. Once you've done that, you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. And once you've done that, you will be a new creature, a born-again believer, and you will become an heir of the kingdom, and you will be on the road to immortality. You have God's word on it. You have God's word on it. We're out of time for tonight, like always. And so we want to say, like we do at this time every night, good night. God bless. And always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.